Robespierre's fast asleep. Now let's begin. Snooks! What are you doing with your light on?
I'm looking for my ball, Daddy.
Ball? What ball?
The one I lost on the porch.
If you lost your ball on the porch, why are you looking for it here?
There's more light here.
Snooks, what's the matter with you? It's way past your bedtime.
Well, I can't sleep. The chicken hates my tummy.
Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have chicken for dinner tonight.
No, I mean the chicken in my bed.
What's the matter with you? There's no chicken in your bed.
Ain't there?
Of course not.
Well, I can feel them.
Oh, nonsense. It's just your imagination. Now go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Daddy!
What?
My imagination just laid an egg.
Good heavens. You have got a chicken in there.
I got an egg, too. Look at it.
Where did that come from?
From the chicken.
I know that, but how do you happen to have this livestock in bed with you?
I'm hiding it for Red, Daddy. He stole it.
Red?
Yeah.
Why does that little roughneck make you cover up his crimes?
I don't know.
If he stole the chicken, why do you hide it?
Of course, he's hiding the one I stole.
Now, what is all this chicken stealing? Who started it, and where did you get them?
Tell him, Red.
No, you tell him, Snooks.
Come out from under that bed!
Hello, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Higgins.
This is definitely the last straw. What are you doing here?
Well, I...
Take those chickens and leave this house at once.
Yes, sir.
Don't send them away, Daddy. He ain't got no place to sleep.
I don't care if... What do you mean? Can't he go to his own bed?
No, Daddy.
Oh, I didn't know. So you have no place to sleep, eh, Red?
No, sir. My bed's full of chickens.
I don't understand this whole chicken business. How many have you got?
26.
Yeah, and they all lay eggs. Don't they, Red?
Uh-huh. And I got a rooster, too.
A rooster?
Yeah, he's the bookkeeper.
But where did you get them all? It isn't possible you stole so many.
It's possible, Daddy.
Now, you keep quiet. How did you manage to steal that many chickens, Red?
Well, I can't tell you, Mr. Higgins.
Why not?
It's a trade secret.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been engaged in this nefarious traffic?
Huh?
When did you start this foul swiping?
Oh, I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, he started when he was only a kid.
Kid?
Yeah.
How old are you now, Red?
9.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's enough. Go home at once, young man. Take your chickens with you and don't come around here anymore.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Snooks.
Goodbye, Red. He's another age. You can have it. Mm. Goodbye.
Never heard of such goings-on. Lucky for you, I'm busy tonight. But I'll take this matter up with you again in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
What is it?
Where are you going?
I'm going down to my lab to make synthetic rubber. And you're not going to watch. You understand?
Yes, Daddy.
Go right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And good night. Can't understand these kids. Always up to something.
Hey, Red.
Is he gone?
Yeah. What'd you do with the chickens?
I stuck them under an orange crate in the cellar.
The cellar?
Yeah, your old man won't find them.
That's his lab.
What is?
The cellar. I think he's cooking rubber down there.
Cooking rubber?
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought it was the chickens.
It smells awful, don't it?
Yeah. What's he cooking rubber for? Is he nuts?
Yeah, I think so. You know what?
What?
Eat it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go down and watch him.
Okay, but don't make any noise.
Shh, don't be quiet. Now, hang on to my hand. I got it. It's dark. Thank you. Now, let me open the cellar door. Be careful now. There's a lot of steps.
I know where the steps... Oh!
What's that?
Hello, Daddy. I fell down the steps.
Me too.
What are you doing back here?
I came to get my chickens.
Chickens? More chickens? Can't you let a man work in peace?
What are you cooking in that pot, Daddy?
I'm developing a formula for synthetic rubber.
Yeah?
See that mixture?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pour it in a form. And when it cools off, I'll have a balloon tire.
Does balloons have tires?
Nobody has tires. That's why I make them. I'm making rubber out of rags, paper, soybeans, peanuts, and arrowroot.
See? I told you he was smart, didn't I, Red?
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh, I know what I'm doing, all right. A lot of people might think I'm crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But wait till they see this. I know which way the wind is blowing.
I wish it was blowing the other way.
Now listen, Red. If you want to help me, go out and see if you can gather some old rubber. Hot water bottles, rubber boots, any old stuff with rubber in.
Okay. I'll bring you a load, Mr. Higgins.
Good. And Snooks, you stir this pot while I make some chemicals.
All right, Daddy. Daddy.
Yes?
What's these two big lumps in the pot?
Lumps? Oh, probably becoming elastic. Keep stirring.
Has rubber got feathers in it?
Of course not.
Well, look under the orange crate, Daddy.
What, this one?
Yeah. Is there anything there?
Why, no.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't put feathers in this pot?
Certainly, I'm sure. I know what I've got in that pot.
Me too, Daddy.
Now, look out. I want to pour this in. A little melted celluloid and some apple peelings. And when Red comes with the rubber, we'll put that in, too.
Yeah.
I got a big load, Mr. Higgins.
Did you?
Here.
Oh, fine. This is going to mean the end of my tire worries, kids. Dump it in the pot, Red.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get all this rubber?
From your car.
My car?
Yeah, I cut up your spare tire.
Oh, I'm cooked.